Welcome to Behind the Bite, where we delve deep into the real life struggles and triumphs surrounding food, body, and weight. I'm Dr. Christina Castanini, a psychologist and certified eating disorder specialist, bringing you a unique blend of personal experience as a recovered individual with over 25 years of professional expertise. In each episode, we'll share the courageous journeys of individuals who have faced these challenges firsthand, alongside insights from dedicated professionals in the field. Whether you're seeking healing, inspiration, or simply a deeper understanding, this podcast is here to empower you on your own path to a better life. Join us as we explore stories of resilience, discuss the latest insights, and strive to foster a community of support and growth. Together, we can break down barriers, challenge stigma, and pave the way towards healing and living authentically. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm really excited today because today's a really inspiring podcast. You know those moments in life when you say yes to something and everything shifts? This episode is one of those stories. Today, I'm joined by an amazing woman, Ava Manuel. She is an award-winning journalist, editor-in-chief of the Los Angeles Tribune, best-selling author, powerhouse media executive, and newly crowned Mrs. Enterprise America 2025. But what we dive into goes far beyond titles and accolades. Ava opens up about the quiet ways we hold ourselves back, not because we aren't capable, but because we believe we aren't ready or good enough. She shares how one conversation, one lead magnet, and one belief shift changed everything, reigniting a dream that she had buried decades ago and launching her on the road to the Mrs. America stage. This isn't about pageants, believe me. This is about reclaiming joy, breaking up with perfectionism, and finally saying yes to yourself at any size, any age, and as exactly as you are. So if you've ever felt stuck behind your own self-doubt, this show's for you. Let's get into it. All right. Well, Ava, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I am honored and I'm grateful to be in your show, Dr. Christina Castagnini.
So for those people who are listening who maybe don't know how we know each other or connected, maybe we could talk a little bit about that because I'm so honored to have you on the show. And I'm really excited to talk about your journey. So maybe we could discuss that a little bit.
Absolutely. As far as I could recall, I've known you from the Los Angeles Tribune, being part of the LA Tribune podcast network. You have been in our community in a lot of the events where we have people speak on stage, but also because you're in our community, that gave me the open opportunity to, when I created a course or a workshop that was free for entrepreneurs to get clear with their message, you were able to join. It's called Breakthrough Clarity to Expertise Workshop. And you were able to join and was able to get clarity on where you want to take your next level, you know, coaching programs to. And as we worked together in that program, we just got to know each other deeper. And you have absolutely impacted my life, Christina. I would say that. So I'm so thrilled to have this conversation.
Thanks for saying that. And I have to say, I was so surprised. Not only, you know, sometimes I take courses or things and I don't get much out of them, but I was so inspired. I actually took it twice. decided to work with you further on it. And I know you kept making comments like, oh, I'm taking this in, or this is impacting me. And I have to be honest, like, a part of me is like, really? And as we've been working together, it started to really hit me like, okay, maybe there's a message here. And so that's another reason I'm glad you're on, because I want to have people who are listening understand a little bit more about what was it that we were talking about that had an impact on you.
Absolutely. So, let me give you a little bit of background of myself. Like, I'm the editor-in-chief of the Los Angeles Tribune, CEO and founder of the Legendary Makers, which is the maker of the program, the creator of the program that Dr. Christina Castagnini is talking about. And during our work together, as she took my program further, and we were looking at her gift to the world, her lead magnet that she would be giving, I was saying, wait a minute, hold on. It's speaking to me. You know, it's speaking to me. So you were talking about, well, the lead magnet, this is going to be a preview of what's coming because we're working on it and you can download that, I'm sure, is, Dr. Christina, do you remember the title of your lead magnet? It's the five habits.
Yeah.
The
five habits that are secretly sabotaging you. And for those of you who've listened to the podcast before, you probably know I've probably touched on a few of them and had actually topics about them. People who struggle with disordered eating, body image issues, eating disorders. There's certain characteristics and things that people do that maybe they don't even know they're doing, and they're maybe having an effect on not only, you know, their way of eating or how they look at their body, but other areas of their life where maybe, you know, they're struggling or not finding success, or they're, you know, really, you know, finding their pain points in. So that's what we're working on.
And you know, what's amazing is, like you said, there are characteristics, but what's amazing is I wasn't aware of them. I wasn't aware of them, and I didn't even know. Like, for example, there are words like, okay, I'm eating disorders, body image issues. I did not resonate with the names, and I did not resonate with the titles and the labels. You know, I didn't feel like if that was the call to action, I would have not personally opted into it. Like, I was unaware, absolutely unaware. And then as we work together with your lead magnet and we're looking at the five habits, success-driven habits that are secretly sabotaging you, and the one belief shift that would change it all, I honestly, by confession, and this is why I feel like Dr. Christina is so powerful, is because there are a lot of people that are unaware of where they're limiting themselves and where they have stopped in their exploration of their greater self, the greater version of themselves, because they're just unaware. They say the awareness is the beginning of change, right? But what happens when you don't know what you don't know? So I was in that blissful state of not knowing. So as we talked about, what are some of the five success habits that is secretly sabotaging you, and the one belief shift that would change it all? I was like, oh my gosh, this is speaking to me. Dr. Christina, I'm your ideal client. And then I just shared that I had a dream this whole time since I was 15. Before I had my first child at 17, at 14, 15, 16, I was competing in pageants. And back in the Philippines, they were like little town pageants. And so like different stages from schools to like different towns, competing with different towns, little things like that. But I was set to go on the Miss Philippines stage and Miss Philippines stage and the Miss Universe. But then I made myself pregnant at 16. And I had my first child at 17. And so from then on, for 31 years, it's all about raising my kids. I've had five boys and one girl. And it's all about, you know, what do they want? What do they need? Who do they want to be? You know, what's their next level in life? Like, we as moms just set ourselves aside completely, forget who our identities are before we had the kids. And it all becomes about the kids, right? And so my youngest child, three of my youngest kids moved within the same 2 months in 2022, and I found myself so depressed. So for 2 months, I was in search of, who was I before I became a mom? Who was I before I had kids? Because I like completely gave it all up. It was just all about working and business and kids and making money for the kids and what the kids want, the kids need. And so I'm like, okay, who was I? And at that very moment of my searching for who was I before I was a mom, my high school teacher messaged me a picture of me and her after one of my pageants. And she said, I've been wanting to give this picture to you, share this with you, but I think this is the right time. And it was the perfect time. It was me and her after the pageant. All of my pictures during the pageant has gone missing. I have no evidence of them before that time, because either my mom was disappointed with me getting pregnant at 16 and having my first child at 17 that it probably went into flames, or it's just that we moved too much and I immigrated to America, that I have no pictures from that time. And so when she shared that to me, I suddenly had recalled. I'm like, oh my gosh, I was this person. I was fearless. I was set in my path that I was going to be Miss Universe at that time. And I had this drive, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I forgot that about myself. And it's not that I wasn't driven. I'm driven, you know, as in media and in business and in career, but not for my body, not for me. You know, it was more for out there, you know, like what I'm doing for other people, other businesses, but not for me. And so as we were in this conversation, Dr. Christina, I had this awareness that, oh my gosh, like I have been avoiding myself. I've been avoiding, you know, I have defaulted to simplicity and not caring about how I dress or how I look, except for events. When we do get to represent the Los Angeles Tribune and I dress up, but I have been in avoidance of myself and of food. So I have this weird relationship with food where I stress out eating. It's almost, there's a joke that I heard somewhere where I gain weight just looking at cake because of the what happens in the cortisol, the neurotransmitters, the hormones that are produced with the guilt of and the shame of just eating what you're eating, right? And I realized as I was working with Dr. Christina in her lead magnet that, oh my gosh, I'm like, I have that. I am that. And what's powerful, and I know I'm talking so much, you can interrupt me at any time, Dr. Christina, what's powerful was that when it came to that one belief shift, I had the opening of, oh my gosh, what if? Because all this time, since my teacher brought me back the recollection in 2022, I made a decision, I'm going to go back to it. I'm going to go get back to that girl who was so determined, who was so passionate, who was so confident, who was so like she can take the world in her hands. And I'm going to go back to that. And my kids said, Mom, that's stupid. Why would you go back to your 16-year-old? But I have a very, very supportive husband. And my husband says, go for it, you know. And, you know, he's been supporting me in like the dream. But I took a screenshot of that application from Mrs. America back in 2020. And every year, iCloud reminds me of the screenshot. And I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. I'm not good enough. And really, I'm not doing anything to be ready or be good enough anyway. You know, I was busy doing work and business and serving other people, like just ignoring myself, right? So I'm not ready. I'm not good enough. But this year, after the time that I have spent with Dr. Christina working on her content, I had a greater awareness. So that registration came back up to remind me. And the one belief shift that you have on your lead magnet came up for me. Those are questions. And I'm like, I was looking at the registration and I started to ask, where else in my life do I vote myself not ready and not good enough? And I paused at that moment and I looked at my life in a glance and I realized it's pretty much everywhere. Pretty much everywhere I vote myself not ready, I vote myself not good enough, I place others before me subconsciously because I was voting myself not ready and not good enough. You know, I don't know if any one of you can relate to that feeling, but I could have had the opportunity to be on stage and speaking. I would put someone else instead, you know, and I hide behind the excuse of I'm elevating others. I love to elevate others and I love to give opportunity for others, but I stay in the background and I stay behind the scenes and I stay, you know, unknown and I stay unrecognized because I would put others in front of me. And so I realized that and I said, you know, that gets to change today. And in a brief moment of courage, I filled out the registration. I filled out the registration and I submitted it to Mrs. America. And I told Christina on our next coverage, I'm going to tell you something that I haven't told anyone else. You're the first person I'm telling this to. I filled out the application for Mrs. America. It's just, I'm championing you. I'm championing. And I said, it's because of the content that we're working on together that gave me a realization and awareness. There's just such a deep awareness and awakening, just being in the content creation mode with you and what you carry. And it's amazing how you say, oh, okay, I didn't realize that I have that impact and I have that. But it totally shifted me because since I said yes, and that was April 2 when I said yes to going for Mrs. America, I have been taking a different priority and approach to, I didn't realize that when I say yes, I would have what it takes and I would know what to do. When we're in the mode of I'm not good enough, like, there's not even an opportunity for your brain to give suggestions because you've already judged yourself as not good enough. There isn't even an opportunity to explore solutions because you didn't need a solution. You had a judgment already that, you know, I'm not ready when I said yes to Mrs. America. But the moment I said yes, I realized I have the tools, I have the knowledge, I have the determination. And the little 16-year-old girl that was passionate and driven came back up and said, we're not just going to participate, we're going to win this thing. So that's my mega journey of how you have impacted me, Dr. Christina.
And you're just so inspiring whenever I talk to you. I just have a smile on my face. But just to hear you, and I know there's so many people listening to that have that core belief of I'm not good enough and how much it just, to your point, not having the awareness of how much it impacts them in every decision they make, the big ones, the small ones, just going about life. And I heard the pain in your voice. You're like, this is like some unresolved like desire you had from so long ago, right? And like, I remember asking you, like, why aren't you good enough? Like, why not apply? And it was this interesting conversation we had. And I think it's to the point of, like, why not apply, right? You are where you're at right now, right? And I think that's the thing is people are always waiting, like, I can't do something until I hit this goal. Or people are always saying, like, when I hit X pounds from now, then I'll do this thing. I'll apply for a job. I'll start dating. I'll, you know, whatever it is. And for you, it was this pageant. Like, no, I'm not good enough right now. I have to wait till some magical criteria you have in your head that's like arbitrary. Like, who made up this criteria? Right? Exactly. Where did that even come from?
Yeah, your questions were so powerful. Like, you really have prompted me. I opened up to you that there, because the iCloud showed up, like the iCloud picture showed up. And I said, there's this dream that I've always had, but I've disqualified myself that I'm not good enough. And your questions are like, who said you're not good enough? Why? What if it's not about weight? What if it's not about? And I'm like, you're right. What if it's not? And what if it could inspire others? And I'm like, you're right. What if it could inspire others? And just how you walked me with questions to the point of being open to consider the possibility of making that decision was very, very, what's the word for it? Like, life changing. Like, it changed the trajectory of my life because, I know that as I rise, I was with Dr. Joe Vitale 2 days ago on Monday, and he was talking about strutting your God, the God in you. In faith, you know, we are made in the image and the likeness of God, which makes us have technically be God, part of God in us, right? And how do you strut the God in you, like in full glory and in full, you know, in full completion mode? And to some people, like Dr. Joe Vitale explained, you know, to him, it's despite whatever age, before 70, he wants to be a black belt and that he'd like to be able to compete for a black belt competition. That's his. I mean, he's like a multi, you know, New York Times bestselling author. He's got, at least at the last count, 93 books published. And yet, treading the God in him looks like being a black belt at something. And to me, I realize, and I just get to accept this, you know, because it, I have this judgment still in me that this pageant thing is crazy compared to what I already have as editor-in-chief of a national news and media brand. Like, why? You know, why are you competing for a beauty pageant when you're already the editor-in-chief of a national news brand? And are you, like, demoting your level of class by competing in a pageant? And there's this argument within me that's going on, right? And but to me, for how I was designed, for how I was, what lights me up, what brings me joy, what's the full embodiment of me coming alive, showing up to the world, I realize is that's strutting the God in me when I do the pageant. And when I realized that pageantry isn't just about beauty, it's about discipline, it's about training. Because here's the thing, I also don't walk in heels a lot. Like, it's not like I can just strut in heels and turn in heels, and that all requires training. It all requires training to carry yourself at a certain posture. It requires discipline to train for those things. It's almost like training for a bodybuilding competition. And you're right when you said, what if it's not about the weight and it's about the skills and it's about your passion, it's about your joy, and it's, there's so many things and many other things. But just by saying yes and believing that I am worth it, that I carry the possibility already in me, it really is opening up possibilities. I'm 5 weeks away right now to the pageant date for Mrs. Nevada. And I have to tell you, I am determined that I get to go to Mrs. America and then Mrs. World, represent America and Mrs. World. And I've heard a lot of stories. There was just YouTube short that I watched the other day of, I forgot her name, but she was giving a commencement speech, and she's redone going back to compete for the state competition 6 times. And finally in 2015, she won Washington, D.C., Miss Washington, D.C., and represented to Mrs. America, so to Miss America. So I'm like, I don't care how long it takes. I am determined we're going to Mrs. America and we're going to Mrs. World. And I am where I am right now, Dr. Christina Stagniti, because we happen to be working together, and you happen to encourage me and inspire me and debunk all of the myths and all of the judgments that I was holding against myself.
Oh, thanks for saying that. But I think you just had it in you. I think you just needed the nudge. Like you said, you've had this dream for so long. But it was always sad to me working with people, and they just hold themselves back because of these false beliefs they have in their head about themselves or what they think they need to be or do in order to achieve greatness in their life that they're so capable of. That's part of the reason why I wanted to do the program with you. And you're obviously the best person to do it with, because you're inspiring me to do it too. And if I'm being honest, there was this huge part of me that felt like, self-disclosure to the listeners, like that felt like, oh, I'm, you know, am I having imposter syndrome? Is what I even have to say have any impact on people? Or is it just, you know, am I good enough to do this program? Right. And so I guess we're inspiring each other in that way. And, it's true. Like, I think there is that part, that human part of us that was possibly held back by this doubt we have, or this need to hold ourselves back out of fear for whatever reason.
Right.
And so it's inspiring to see you do what you're doing, because it inspired me in turn. So thank you for that.
And you know what's amazing is when I said yes, I didn't even realize that the area that I lived in, Nevada, I am, so just for clarity, I am, yes, a part and a big part of the Los Angeles Tribune team, and only because of the graciousness and the family-centeredness of our CEO, Moorock. When the challenge came in my son's life and my granddaughter, and my granddaughter was experiencing a lot of autoimmune conditions, my CEO said, go and support them, and you can do your role, you know, remotely, you know, from Las Vegas. And whenever there's any big event, you could come back. And other than that, there's a team that can do other events, you know, smaller events. And that allowed me to be able to support my granddaughter. I first moved to be with them in Las Vegas when she's, I think, about 10 months old, and she's just 2 years and 3 months now, and she has made so much improvements. And it was the generosity of our CEO, our board of directors in LA Tribune, to say you can continue to do your role remotely, you know, from Las Vegas. But when the opportunity for me to say yes to Mrs. America came, my address took me to Nevada. And so the state director of Nevada contacted me and had me formally apply for the Mrs. Nevada pageant. And so it can be confusing. I'm like, how are you the editor-in-chief of the Los Angeles Tribune and competing for Mrs. Nevada? It normally is not possible, except I work with an organization and I work with a CEO that's family-centered, that's more about what would support you and what would support your family. And even when I applied for Mrs. Nevada, my CEO, Morak, said, I would support you whatever it takes. We'd love to support you in this journey. And so I'm grateful to be part of an organization that allows us to be not just one thing, but both. Like being both and. Because a lot of times, we are held to conditions where we can be either or, right? One or the other. And in this world where practically you can be in Mars and still run a business on Earth, I was at the NAB show, the National Association of Broadcasters, and they were doing a live stream from the moon, literally. There's a 10-second delay from when they respond to a question, and there are some times that it would turn like a glitch of complete blue, but it's just like a split second, just the interference on space. But to be able to do a live stream from the moon, and we're literally seeing the view from the spaceship of the Earth outside and how they're floating and all of the metals chiming. We have so much possibilities right now. So I'm grateful for the possibility to do both. And I'm inspired by the many women out there who, when I first said yes to this, it took me 3 days after the Mrs. Nevada contact, State Director Jackie McKenna contacted me. It took me 3 days to like really make the decision to apply for Mrs. Nevada. And the questions that came up for me are like, what if you demote your name or your role by doing what you do and exposing yourself in this way? And of course, there's a swimsuit competition, right? And knowing that physically you're not fit, you're not ready. I'm like, are you just making a fool of yourself? Are you making all of that conversations that we women have with ourselves, right? But then, what really inspired me and got me through past the hump to say yes was there are many women out there who have given their lives to raising a family, like who've put their lives on the shelf, right? And have voted themselves not enough, not ready, not nowhere near being qualified for whatever it is that they desire for in life. And I want to be an inspiration for what can be possible when we say yes to ourselves. And I'm going to give it back to you again, Dr. Christina. It's for the questions that you've asked me, you know, like, what if, why not? Like, why not you? why not apply?
And I think it is inspiring. So I'm hoping people who are listening can spark some questions in themselves of what am I holding myself back from? What do I tell myself or false narratives that like, oh, I can't do this because whatever it is, whatever hurdles you put in your own head. And I think, you know, you're being so vulnerable and honest. I think most people, the thought of going out in public in a swimsuit, that's very vulnerable, right? And it's sad to me because that's really society's messaging to women, right? Like, women are, it's the messaging from the toxic diet culture. It's like women are so beholden to like their appearance and that body ideal. And so to internalize that and judge yourself against that and say, because I don't look like whatever it is you think you're supposed to, you're not good enough, or it's going to even, what's it going to do for your reputation? Like that, the fact that's even a thought, like where did that even come from?
It's amazing, right? Like, where does it come from? Yeah. I don't know where it comes from, but we have it.
I know. And you know, you're doing something so amazing for yourself, and yet you're still having these thoughts of what are other people going to think? What's it? Could it have a negative effect on like other parts of my life? Like the fact that there's all this other stuff that's coming up about it when it's such a positive thing to do. And I do think, what, you know, what would it be like if the pageants had more people in there that had other qualities that maybe aren't so idealized in our society? I think that would be, isn't that what the pageants are about? Inspiring women?
For sure. Absolutely. It's about inspiring women. Yeah. And what I'm finding myself, you know, in the journey from saying yes, right, is that the choice, it's a vibrational energy, right? Like how we do one thing is how we do everything, because it's a level of vibrational energy. Like, for example, when I saw myself that I was in the energy of doubting myself, of voting myself not enough, voting myself not ready, voting myself behind others, hesitation. I was hesitating to grow and expand. I was hesitating to like really go out there. I was in this moment of in this vibrational energy of hesitation. The moment I said yes, it like shifted me and transcended me to a whole new vibrational energy where I'm a yes. I'm a yes to possibilities. I'm a yes to myself. I'm a yes to now, you know, to now making the right choices to eat. I'm now making the right choices of sleep. Normally I brag about just needing 3 hours of sleep and I could function on 3 hours of sleep, but now making the choice that no, my body gets to need more. I get to nurture myself with more and I get to nurture myself. It's just amazing the choices that has appeared before me and the choices that I am compelled and motivated and inspired to take. Because I'm now in the vibrational energy of yes and choosing me and the greater version of myself versus hesitating and doubting and, you know, voting myself not enough and not ready. It's a totally different, you know, energetic level. So I wanted to share that.
No, but that's fantastic. I mean, I do think that there is this lack of awareness too of how much people are depriving themselves of good self-care. Almost you said earlier, like the people pleasing, putting everyone else first and, you know, thinking about what other people need, but then oftentimes not looking in the mirror and saying, wait, what do I actually need? What does my body need? What's going to feel good for me? And, you know, when you said 3 hours of sleep, I'm like, Mama, no, like that's not enough sleep.
Well, it's amazing. You know, people say, do you even sleep? Because I'm like, I'm up at 12 at night, 1 in the morning, and I'm up at 5. They're like, when do you sleep? I'm like, I'm done, slept. And like, at what age, until what age before that, you know, before problems shows up, right? Mm-hmm. Before hypertension shows up. My background is also in healthcare. So I'm minutely aware that it's not sustainable and it's not, you know, it's not necessarily best for my health. In the energy of pursuing things and creating impact in others and, you know, ignoring myself, those were the choices that I was making, right? And so definitely an awareness to we matter, I matter, you know, mm-hmm. and that I get to vote myself, you know, I get to vote myself enough.
Yes. And just reiterating that powerful word, yes, opening up so many opportunities and having just this snowball effect. And I can even just hear it in the way you're talking now. You're so excited. And for people who maybe aren't watching some YouTube or anything, I was just got this glow to her as she's talking about the pageant and everything that's come after that decision. So it's just nice to see.
Let me share too. When I said yes, The area I was living I didn't even know is Enterprise, because I'm new in, I thought everything in Las Vegas is Las Vegas. Apparently Las Vegas is a small city and everything around it is like Paradise, Enterprise, Summerlin. And so I'm in Enterprise, Mrs. Enterprise, which absolutely represents what I stand for in entrepreneurship. My passion is in entrepreneurship. And so with the honor and the grace of being in the presence of the person who inspired inspired me to be a yes for myself in choosing to apply for Mrs. America. I am Mrs. Enterprise 2025. And we'll be vying for you who are listening and not watching. I'm putting the crown of Mrs. Enterprise America 2025, brought to you courtesy of the inspiration at Dr. Christina Castagnini.
Oh my goodness. I love this right here. This is inspiring to me. So I love this. Oh, so when is the pageant? So if anyone wants, pageant, I mean, can people watch it virtually if they don't live in the area?
I'm not sure. I know that I've watched the last times in YouTube, and I don't know if it's a post-event upload or if it's a live broadcast, but it's June 6, 7, 8. The actual coronation, you know, stage is June 8th. I believe starting at 5 p.m. It's going to be at the Aliante Hotel in Las Vegas for any of you who are, you know, close enough to be able to drive to Nevada. And starting May 1st, Dr. Christina, we're going to have a People's Choice voting, and I'm going to ask for support for people to, like, if you were inspired, if this inspires you, please vote for Ava Manuel for the Mrs. Nevada. And you don't have to live in Nevada to vote. You just have to be inspired by to vote for the People's Choice Award.
Well, is there a website they can vote at? Where is that?
Not yet. It doesn't come out until May 1st. So I will share it with you, and you can share it with your audience and your listeners after May 1st. And I know this isn't probably, by the time this publishes, it will be May 1st.
Yeah. Awesome. I will have that in the show notes. And then just in general, if people want to know more about you, the LA Tribune, anything, how can they find you and how can they follow you? Because you're inspiring just in and of yourself.
Thank you. The best place would be avavmanuel.com. That is my website. When you say, when you click at the bottom about find out more about our brands, you'll find all the different news brands that we have at the Los Angeles Tribune, the personal endeavors that I have, which is the business printer in Teledrive of the legendary makers. And my platform for Mrs. Enterprise is Empower Her Economy. And it's about empowering women and the businesses that support them and that believe in them. And what I believe is that when women rise, like I am choosing right now, when women rise, businesses thrive and communities transform together. Together, Dr. Christina Castagnini.
Together. Absolutely. No,
there's power in community. Yeah.
There is. And to thank you, too. You have been very inspiring for me. And I haven't felt a lot of fire in, like, creating programs or expanding my coaching in a long time. So thank you for that, too. I'm always, the podcast and my practice inspires me. But this is a whole different venue and in road that I'm heading down. So can I tell you
what we're creating together, Dr. Christina? Can I tell your audience? Okay, so we are creating Beyond Perfect. Beyond Perfect program. So it's going to come up soon. You will have the lead magnet that totally changed my life. As a gift from Dr. Christina Castagnini, that will be ready for you to download soon. And then she also will have a video that's going to be so valuable leading up to how you can work with her. I had the opportunity to, on the side, work with her, working ideally on her program, but being worked on myself and have transformed my life as a result of it. So I look forward to the time that you can have access to being able to work with Dr. Christina Castagnini.
Thanks for sharing that. Yes, that's a work in progress coming soon, as you said. So
I'm excited.
Keep your eyes open for that. I'm excited too. So thank you. And I will be very excited to watch the pageant. So I will be voting for you as well. Yeah. Excellent. Any last final words before we end?
To all the listeners out there, continue to follow and listen to Dr. Christina Castagnini Behind a Bite and her program coming up soon, Beyond Perfect, because Dr. Christina is a few of the ones that don't brag about herself but are extremely, extremely impactful. So thank you for the work that you do, Dr. Christina.
Oh, thanks, Ava. appreciate you. And thank you for inspiring people. I hope people take what you're saying and think about it as they leave the podcast today, because I think you have some very powerful messages. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Oh, and lastly, Dr. Christina, visit Empower Economy, also empowereconomy.com. Mm-hmm. That's going to be the platform where I would be elevating businesses that are, you know, created by women and that are supporting women. Empowereconomy.com.
Again, I'll have that in the show notes. So thank you for all the work you do. It's amazing.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for listening today. Behind the Bite podcast is created by me, Dr. Christina Castanini, as part of the Los Angeles Tribune Podcast Network and produced by the Tweaky Tales. I love hearing from my listeners. So if you like the show, please like, rate, and subscribe to it on whatever platform you're on. And for anyone who wants to understand their relationship with food better, or who might be wondering if they have an eating disorder, I have a free 9-week e-course at my website. Just go to www.behindthebitepodcast.com to get your free e-course today. Please note, this podcast is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information in regard to the subject matter covered. It is given with the understanding that neither host, the publisher, or the guests are rendering legal, clinical, or other professional information. If you want or need a professional, you should find one to work with who can address your individual needs and situation. Thank you.